Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Students from Knoxville earned Rotary Youth Leadership Awards. What's it all about? Let's go in-depth with Max Eck, Caroline Woodle, Isis Wally, and Riley Neuendorp, students from Knoxville High School. So Riley, what's RILA?
So it's not a camp, but what's the word?
Conference.
It's a conference for, there was sophomores and juniors and seniors, kind of learning how to be better leaders, and it was more of a mystery to us, so we didn't know what it was, but once we got there, we learned how to just kind of open up to people and be better leaders and be more accepting of people, I think, yeah.
And Caroline, your dad's a member of Rotary, and it's Rotary that sponsored this, right? Knoxville mm-hmm. Rotary Club?
Yeah.
Based upon your knowledge of your dad and his efforts in Rotary, can you tell us a little bit about what Rotary does?
Yeah, so Rotary is a volunteer organization for usually adults, but they have been trying lately to get into more of a community and outreach in the youth. And so this is one of their programs they help sponsor to give us an opportunity to learn more about their organization and learn more about ourselves and our communities and how we can help both educate ourselves and our communities at how to be accepting and inviting. And it was just a really great opportunity, and we're all so thankful for Rotary for allowing us to do this.
And the camp, it was actually in the dorms at Grinnell, is that right?
Yes, also it's hosted at Grinnell College. You stay at the dorms overnight, after we did activities, we'd get set aside. 10:30, we would stay at the dorms, and we couldn't have a phone, which was actually kind of nice, so you can get interacted with what's going on around you.
So. No phones?
No.
Was that hard?
Kind of. Couldn't really talk to anyone, but it kind of made the violet magic more magical.
Oh, what's magical about it?
Everything. No, it was just a great place. You can meet all, you didn't know anyone, and then 6 days later, you became family. It was really nice.
And Max, was it magical for you too?
Definitely. At the end of the week, I cried a whole bunch, just missing them. Just had a whole week of getting to know people, and it was super fun, and I'll probably remember them forever. So,
all that happened in a week. You built that great emotional bond in a week.
Yep. Everyone just kind of had their eyes more open when you went in, and then people were accepting of you, of who you were, and you kind of opened up yourself to everyone else, and it was just super fun. I can't really explain it. Rile magic.
And everybody's nodding. It was magical.
It was just crazy. It was really weird, some things about it, but they were good weird, and it was really fun.
What was a typical day like, Caroline?
Yeah, so we woke up at the crack of dawn to people banging pots and pans, which is not the best way to wake up, but it worked. Then we'd have breakfast, meet with our group, hear from a speaker at least twice a day. The meals were great, lots of ice cream for breakfast. And we did team building activities during the daytime, and that could be 2 or 3 hours, and that was actually a lot of work. And then we'd go back to our conference center, hear from another speaker. We'd hear from a Rotarian every day, and we also had Word of Focus, which were counselors talking about their own personal experiences. And then after dinner at the end of the day, we would have, we had a debrief at the end of the day with our group, and we talked about our greatest accomplishments and just everything we felt throughout the day.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about RILA with Max Eck, Caroline Woodle, Isis Wally, and Riley Neuendorp, students from Knoxville High School. Do you remember a particularly great day and a mood that you had at the end of the day and the debriefing that you shared?
Yeah, the last debriefing, as sad as it was, I never felt closer to a group of people, and we were all just so open and vulnerable, and we just talked about all the fun we'd had throughout the week, and everyone cried.
open and vulnerable, is that hard to do? Or was that, that takes some courage to do that, doesn't it?
Yeah, trying to be vulnerable to a lot of, to like 12 other people you don't know is actually very hard. But it's kind of wonderful that like after 6 days you could, you know, say whatever you want and like you wouldn't be like judged or anything. Like you can like be yourself there, and it was, it didn't matter. Nothing mattered but just you and those 12 other people.
Well, it sounds like it gave you the opportunity to maybe, take down the facade and that we all sort of create around ourselves and just re-identify yourself.
I mean, at first these people were just people that you, they were just faces to you, I guess. And by the end of the week, you know, you shared some really personal things with these people, and it's like really creates a better friendship with them. And so you just come really close because, I mean, you can trust them and you know you can trust them. You know they're all here for a good reason, and that's to become better people, I guess. So, yeah.
And so what was the living arrangement like? I presume it was you and a couple other guys?
It was just me and another guy named Tyler. I didn't know who he was, and he was really cool. We talked a lot at nights when we were writing our warm fuzzies. Warm fuzzies are like just notes you hand out to people that are just compliments. And the living arrangements were boys in a dorm and then girls in another dorm, and then we wake up super early. And then like the early morning activities, you could go run, yoga, kickball, walk around with a Rylarian, or just sleep in and wait till they come knock on your door.
Did you do that?
I did yoga, I ran a couple times, walked also, and yeah, it was super fun. And that's when you can meet even more people, so.
And team building, what was that about? What are some of the team building activities you did?
We actually can't share the team building activities, okay. They're all secrets. But it was tons of fun. It was always challenging, and during each activity there's a point that I thought to myself, can we actually do this? But every time we did it, and I don't know, it really showed that you could step up and do things if you wanted to. And there were a lot of activities that you had to choose. Either you were going to follow someone else or you were going to do it. And neither choice was wrong. It just depended on your strengths and the activity. And you had to learn when to step back if someone else is better for the job, or if it's like scary but you have to do it and you have to step up because you're the most knowledgeable or you have a great idea about something.
Well, that's interesting in that you had to decide whether you were going to step up or follow. That's something sort of new. It happens to us in life, but I guess I hadn't heard of exercises like that. Was that a profitable one for you, Isis?
Yeah, I mean, we had like 4 personality traits, and my personality, I'm not really good at being a leader. Like, sometimes you had to know if you had to step up. Sometimes you had to back down and let other people, you know, give it a go. And I feel like it really helps outside of Vila, so that you can just, like, start helping everyone around you or, like, help them, I guess.
Well, and you say you don't think that you're necessarily a great leader or anything, but to be in the Vila program, somebody had to nominate you because of your leadership potential, right?
Yeah, actually, I wasn't originally supposed to go. I got alternative, but the Des Moines AM Club sponsored me and my friend Alex to go. So all 6 of us got to go, and I'm very thankful for that because I don't know where I'd be if I didn't go to Vila.
But being an alternate means that somebody still nominates you. There just wasn't an opening, but then there was an opening. So somebody sees your leadership potential.
Yeah.
All right, and so you learn and you think you're growing that direction?
Yes, I think all of us are just like flourishing into great leaders.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Rila with Max Eck, Caroline Woodle, Isis Wally, and Riley Neuendorp, students from Knoxville High School. And do you feel your leadership abilities have grown, Riley?
Yeah, I definitely think that after from coming back, I feel like I really want to do more for our community and stuff. Like, I just feel like it'd be really cool for like a student to do stuff like that, because I mean, as seeing students doing other things like that kind of makes me feel like I need to be a part of that. Like, I want to help do other things, and it just makes me feel like it'd be so cool that we can all like do something to change things that we want to see be changed, I guess.
But yeah, we five can sit here and do nothing, or one of you can say, hey, let's go do something positive, and hey, that's a good idea, we'll go do it. Yeah. It's, sometimes that's all it takes, huh?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And Max, you feel like you've grown as a leader?
Definitely. I kind of had walls built up around my personality when I went into it, and then after that whole week, they just went crashing down, and I'm more open as a person and more accepting of people, and just want to talk to different kinds of people, like that I haven't really talked to in the high school before. And then for one of the Rotary projects, they want us to give back to the community somehow in some way. So I'm starting a club, Interact, with these guys, and we are gonna just do projects around the town to give back and just do stuff like that to help people out.
And Caroline, you've grown as a leader too?
Yeah, definitely. My confidence has grown greatly since Ryla, and I still talk to almost everyone in my group almost every single day. And I'm so excited to start the Interact Club, and we're gonna continue the project of the fun run that was done by the Rylarians before us. And we're just so excited to keep providing this opportunity to other students at Knoxville.
And so do you recommend it for other students in the future to go?
Oh yeah, I think that like, some people might be skeptical or think it's, you know, it's not for them, but I honestly think that this is like such a life-changing experience that I think anybody could go and learn so much from it. I think that everyone should want to go. It's such a privilege to go, honestly. It's amazing.
And would you encourage students to go in the future?
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Sometimes people think that it's not what it like seems to be, but I would definitely, at least, you know, you can try. And no, if you have the chance to go, I mean, you should definitely go, because I don't think I've been close to a group of people, you know, with my team and these guys. I knew them, but I didn't really. And, you know, after Ryla, I feel like we're growing as a family.
Caroline, would you encourage students in the future to go?
I definitely would. I would say they have to be willing to put themselves out there, because you can only get out of Ryla as much as you put into it. And if you decide that you're not going to try, you won't learn anything. But there are so many things you can learn there. And honestly, I don't think I would have done as well as Ryla if I left for Haiti the week before that. And that experience also changed my life, and it made me so willing to try things that are different. And because of that, I was able to just be open at Ryla and learn from other people and not hold my feelings back and say what I thought and just give compliments and talk to new people and wave at people you don't know. And it does make a difference if you're willing to be bold and be open with other people, and it makes them be open with you, and it creates just such a loving environment. And I think that's why Ryla is so magical.
Well, it sounds like the world would be a better place if we all sort of adopted or had a chance to experience Ryla or a Ryla-like event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it changed my life, obviously, and I would encourage other kids to go out too. When I first heard about Ryla my freshman year, I didn't really think it was that much. I thought just like intelligent kids and leader, like those kind of kids went, and I didn't think I'd had the chance to go. But I applied and kids nominated me, and then here I am. I went and everything, and the best experience of my life is the best week of the whole 3 summers I've had. And yeah, it just really changed my life for the better, I guess.
One word that describes how you've changed.
Open, probably.
Confident.
Yeah, probably free.
Free?
Yeah. Open.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that members of the Rotary Club are, you know, very proud of all of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're, when we went back and presented, I think all of them liked what they saw that came out of us. When we first went there for the meeting, we didn't really talk to any of the Rotary Club members. And then when I went back to present, I talked to more people, and then when I presented, and I think that kind of showed a little bit more of like a leadership kind of thing, just something that changed over the course of a week. And I just want to thank all the Rotary Club members and T for giving me the opportunity to go to RILA and just get that experience and improve my life. So thank you.
Yeah, T, we could not have done it without her. She was there taking really cute pictures and giving us encouragement. And I have a feeling that we'll be seeing a lot of her as we try to better this community.
Yeah, T is just an amazing woman, and she does a lot for the Rotary Club. And I really just want to thank her and the Des Moines AM Club for sponsoring me and my friend Alex, because I think I can talk on Alex's behalf when I say that we had a great time at RILA, and we are very thankful for getting the chance to go.
I want to thank T and Rotary for letting us go. It was an amazing experience, and I am so glad to have been able to go and bring back a lot of good for the community.
Thanks to Max Eck, Caroline Woodle, Isis Wally, and Riley Neuendorp for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.